I mean, you don't have to win the game, obviously, to get into the playoffs. You're already in. Can you use it as a tool to try to hone yourself offensively for the playoffs? Is there, you know?
Yeah, I think so. You can work on some of the things that obviously have plagued us, you know, thus far this season. We've done, obviously, some really good things. We got 10 wins. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we're in the playoffs. But to go out there and do some things personally as an offensive unit, as an offensive line, we obviously have things we want to work on from last week and go out there and do that. And like I said before, you want to be ascending going into the playoffs, and we got a chance to do that. Go out and get a good win against a, you know, a tough division opponent in their place.
Is there any element to keeping the Skins out of it since they beat you here and your only loss here and obviously division opponent, division rival?
I think we feel comfortable playing them. They're a good team. We know them. They know us. It's just like any other divisional game. It would be nice to knock them out.
Yeah.
You know, we're not their biggest fans. They're not our biggest fans. So to send them home would be pretty, you know, not good for us.
What do you say to people that say it's more important not to get injuries in a game like this?
I think if you start trying to play to not get hurt, that's when you do get hurt. So we got to go out there and you got to do what you've always done, prepare like you prepared. And this is, you know, the start of the playoffs for us. We're going on the road, keep working in hostile environments and learning how to play and play well on the road is something that we're going to have to get better at, and that's something that we're going to have to do in the playoffs. So this is a good first test for us.
Was it strange to clinch the playoffs and not be together, you know, for a couple of days there to kind of...
I don't know what it's like to clinch when we're all together. So, I mean, just to get in, I was happy with it. I was celebrating with my family. It was Christmas Eve. I mean, you can't really think. Obviously, I would have loved to have been in that locker room with all the guys, but we were all texting each other, and I got to celebrate with my family, and we all watched together. So that was a pretty special moment for me and my family. But I know each guy probably had something very similar to that happen, and... it was good.
What does it mean for you to make the playoffs after, you know, you've been here for your fourth?
Yeah, it's my fourth year. We haven't made the playoffs yet. This is huge. I mean, I was getting goosebumps as the Saints took that knee down. I knew that we were going. It's something that's very special to me, very special to this fan base. Obviously, since being here, I wanted to get back for them and for this organization. And to go with a group of guys that I love so much, and this group in here has been so close, it's been fun.
Today was the first day you guys came together as a playoff team. Did that make it more real?
No, I feel like today was business as usual. We didn't talk about the playoffs until Coach called us up at the very end of practice today. So we were in there just not talking about it, and we were all Washington today.
Did he bring it up?
He brought it up at the very end of practice. I mean, there was no mention of it in the meetings. It was all about Washington and making sure we're being prepared for them.
What was his message on the playoffs?
Congratulations. I mean, obviously, you know, everyone, you got to mention it. You got to talk about it. Not the way we wanted it to happen, but we're in, and we deserve to be in. And, we got the 10 wins, but we got to go. And he kept saying, be ascending going into the playoffs.
Justin, has he talked to you guys about how long? I mean, you say business as usual, about playing time. Do you think you'll be arrested later in the game, or do you think this is all full go? I mean, how have you gotten out of
it? I mean, you really can't. I mean, I saw this quote from, I think it was Belichick up in New England.
Mm-hmm.
You only have 53 guys. I'm not a mathematician, I think he said, but you can't, we're not bringing guys in from some other place and having a replacement team. We got to go out there and we got to play good football. You only have so many guys that can go in the game. So I'm not going into this game preparing as if I'm going to get pulled out, because there's not really anyone to go in,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us. So we got to make sure we're ready to go.
Justin, would your knee benefit, though, from time off at this point?
I think a lot of guys have injuries, bumps, and bruises. So I'm not the only one that could use a week off. It's, you know, most guys, everyone in the NFL could use a week off. Everyone could use the time to heal up. No one's feeling great right now. But we got to go out there, and I'd rather have that gel, have that camaraderie keep building than, you know, get a week off and lose that.
Do you think that your mindset – that you just assume you're playing the whole game is what everyone's, all the starters are thinking?
Yeah, I think if you went in assuming you weren't going to play, you'd be putting yourself in a bad position.
And Ben didn't say anything about
that. No, there's nothing been said about that at all.